الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Subject: Roots of Differences of Values in the World. Today, thank Allah, we are faced with two groups, both of whom are valuable. A group of teachers of the nation throughout the country, of course a group of them, and also a group from the Red Crescent Society. The value in the world differ based on doctrines and based on opinions. With the study of doctrines, which exist in the world and the religions of the world, we can understand that values differ in religions and also the ideas differ. If you overlook the monotheist and divine doctrines and refer and study the materialist doctrines and the ideas behind materialism, we will notice that these two doctrines are opposite to one another and different from one another.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we are with another program of Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. And I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islamic Revolution. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that in the path of a revolution and for its victory, offering sacrifices and being sacrificed are inevitable, especially a revolution that is staged for God, for religion, and the deliverance of the oppressed. Now, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is basically talking about the sacrifices which are being given. Obviously, we need to pay some cost in order to gain something. But even though when someone gives his life in the path of Allah, which is being said in the Quran, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, he sacrifices himself for a greater cause, for the cause of Allah, for the cause of religion and the true religion, which is the truth, and to overthrow the oppression and to be with the oppressed ones.
Ya Rabbana صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلي على
رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على
When we look at this cause and when we look at these sacrifices, it looks very little. Obviously, this cause is to bring justice, and this justice will remain forever in this world. And if the people will have the same mentality from the beginning of the revolution till the day they are there and the generations and they pass it to their generations, this everlasting revolution, which is connected to divine, which is connected to God, will bring justice in the whole world. And it becomes the cause of bringing justice. The people, the other nations will take this nation, this revolution as a role model. And therefore we can see that we have seen many revolutions, many uprising in other parts of the world. We can see that. Why? It's because of the Islamic revolution. It's the blessing of Islam. It is because this nation with its revolution has gained its pride. It has come out of the umbrella of a system which is known as capitalism, which was a system of oppression, which was the system of injustice. And therefore, when someone raised for God, God gave him a high rank, the rank of being martyr in his path. And this is the win-win situation, that if you live, you enjoy this revolution. And even if you die in this path, you are a martyr. And there is a bigger reward in hereafter waiting for this martyr.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.